नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायं उदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर नंबर 18 टेक्स्ट नंबर 8। अग्निहोत्रं च दर्शश्च पौर्णमासश्च पूर्ववत् चातुर्मास्यानि च मुनेर् आम्नातानि च नैगमः महे। अग्निहोत्रं च दर्शश्च पौर्णमासश्च पूर्ववत् चातुर्मास्यानि च मुनेर् आत्मा आम्नातानि च नैगमः। अग्निहोत्रं च दर्शश्च पौर्णमासश्च पूर्ववत् चातुर्मास्यानि च मुनेर् आम्नातानि च नैगमः।
माताजीस, व्हाट वर्ड मीनिंग अग्निहोत्रम्? The fire sacrifice. Cha, also. Darshaha, the sacrifice performed on the new moon day. Cha, also. Paurnamasaha, full moon sacrifice. Cha, also. Purvavat, as previously in the Grihastha Ashrama. Chaturmasyani, the vows and sacrifices of Chaturmasya. Cha, also, Munehe, of the Vanaprastha. Amnatani, enjoined. Cha, also, Naigamehe, by expert knowers of the Vedas. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The Vanaprastha should perform the Agnihotra Darsha and Paurnamasa sacrifices as he did while in the Grihastha Ashram. He should also perform the vows of sacrifices of Chaturmasya. Since all of these rituals are enjoined for the Vanaprastha Ashrama by expert knowers of the Vedas, purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur has given a detailed explanation of the four rituals mentioned here, namely Agnihotra, Darsha, Paurnamasa and Chaturmasya. The conclusion is that everyone should simply chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and avoid the difficult entanglement of the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. If one neither chants Hare Krishna nor performs such rituals, one certainly becomes a Pashandi or an atheistic fool.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruh Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So we are living in the worst and at the same time the best of the ages. Worst in the sense, as Srimad Bhagavatam explains, Kalera Doshe Nidhe Rajan, that there are only faults in this age, in this day and age. So everything is tinged with faults. So it doesn't take a great personality to see faults in others. The atmosphere is surcharged with negativity. In fact, the faults are more prominent. If a person does 1,000 good things and one wrong thing, and people ridicule him for that and they don't glorify for all the good things that a person has done. If a person has 1,000 good qualities and one fault, so that fault is focused upon. And we also, if we have 1,000 people glorifying us, and if one person comes and tells us that you are useless, then our whole attention goes to that one person and we lose focus of the blessing that we have where 1,000 people are there for us. So this is a world in which, especially Krishna has already mentioned, Dukhalyam Ashashvatam. Over and above that, we are living in Kali Yuga, where the faults are more prominent. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam explains, Kaler Doshe Nidhe Rajan, that this is an ocean of faults. An ocean is unfathomable, shoreless. We can't see the shore. There's an ocean of faults in whatever we do. In the previous yugas, it was not so much. Today, you see, every activity is somehow tinged with faults. Whatever people do, we have various kinds of weapons nowadays, and when they are dropped at a particular place, all kinds of people get killed. Even the innocent get killed. Everybody living in the vicinity gets killed. But in the previous yugas, we had weapons where they could be fired at the target and there would be no harm done to the targets or the people or the areas in the vicinity, in the neighborhood. And even if accidentally nowadays, if somebody presses a button and the rocket gets fired or the hand grenade or some weapon gets exploded, it has to cause damage. Accidentally also things happen, but we don't hear of any warriors in the previous yugas repenting, oh, by mistake I fired a Brahmastra and it destroyed the planet. Brahmastra has that power. It can destroy the entire planet. It can also destroy a particular target without causing much harm. So they were very precise. So the technology that people use today, that is also tinged with faults. So one solution giving rise to another problem. Sometimes the solution also is becoming a bigger problem. So because the atmosphere is surcharged, filled with negativity, so every endeavor is tinged with some sort of defect. We cure one disease and a deadlier one comes up. So everywhere you see faults, but this same shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam explains, Astihi Eko Mahan Gunaha. There is one great quality of this age. And what is that? Despite it being the ocean of faults, there is one great quality, and that is Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangaha Param Prajet. Simply by chanting and hearing Krishna's names, one will achieve perfection of life. One will cross beyond the bondage, frustration, suffering that one has to go through due to the effects of this age. Of course, we can blame it on the age. People feel low, become depressed, they are short-lived, and at the same time, less memory, less intelligence. But the defect is also not entirely of the age. We also have ourselves to be blamed. That Satyuga was the age where more or less everyone was a devotee. And most of the people, they went back to the spiritual world. Those who couldn't go, they were born again in Treta Yuga. Even then some people could not go. Then they appeared in Dwapar Yuga. Then even those people who could not go back home, back to the spiritual world, back home, even in Dwapar Yuga, they are born again in Kali Yuga. So as Srinadji Prabhu used to say, the worst of the lot is in Kali Yuga. So it's our problem that we are born in Kali Yuga. So even though Krishna explains we are all parts and parcels of Him, but still, and we have a desire to become happy, to experience that unending bliss, but we are in a wrong place at the wrong time. So even if the desires are bona fide and we are qualified, but if we are in the wrong place and the wrong time, then we don't get the desired benefit. Just like there was a baby camel asking the mother camel that why do we have these transparent eyelids? She says, so that even when there is storm in the desert, we can still continue moving. We close our eyes, but still transparent eyelids are there, so we can still see through. Now, why do we have this long neck? So that we can store water. We don't get water for many days in the desert. That's why we have been blessed with this facility. Now, why do we have these soft feet and long legs? So that we can walk without any problem in the desert. Otherwise, it's very difficult for others to walk in the desert. Then the baby camel asks, if that is so, then what the hell are we doing in the zoo? In a chidiyaghar. So if we have all these facilities, but we are in a zoo, so what use are all these facilities? So therefore, we are in the wrong place and at the wrong time. So in this sense, this is the worst of the ages. But the best of the ages as well, because with the simplest process, Kirtana Deva Krishnasya, Mukta Sangha Param Braja, simply we have to move our tongue. And simply by chanting the Lord's holy names, one will achieve perfection. One will become free from all the sinful reactions. And one will be able to live a happy life, a blissful life. The problems might still come, but one will not be affected. So that is the special benediction bestowed upon us. Since this is the age of Kali Yuga, and in Kali Yuga, the most prominent thing that is recommended as a spiritual activity is the holy name, so that should be the top priority. Krite yad dhyayato vishnum tretayam yajato mukhe dvapare paricharyayam kalau tad hari kirtanat. And we are so fortunate that we don't have to do thousands of years of meditation. In Sati Yoga, when we wanted to achieve something, when we wanted to attain something, the object of our aspiration, we had to perform tapasya. Somebody had to get married. First they were asked to go and do tapasya for thousands of years. Somebody wanted powers, go and do tapasya. Somebody wanted wealth, go and do tapasya. For thousands of years and very difficult austerities. We don't have to do that today. Then in Treta Yoga, people had to perform elaborate yajnas to get the desired object. Just like Maharaj Dashrath, he performed yajna to get Lord Ram as his son. So that was the age of the yajnas. The most perfect brahmanas were required, and one would be simply supervising the chanting of the mantras. Because one little defect here and there, and the result could just be the opposite. So that was the age of Treta Yuga. Elaborate yajnas. The yajna kund that was used for this yajna for Lord Ramachandra's appearance by Maharaj Dashrath, it was some miles long and wide. And so much wealth was required. So we don't have to do those yajnas also in Kali Yuga. Elaborate yajnas. We don't have to look for qualified brahmanas who could chant the mantras perfectly. There is dearth of such people nowadays. And then when it comes to Dwapara Yuga, the process is deity worship. Elaborate deity worship with a lot of punctuality and cleanliness. Even that we need not do. Because the standard of cleanliness and punctuality has gone down in this day and age. So all the results that one could achieve simply by performing tapasya for thousands of years in Sati Yuga, by performing elaborate yajnas in Treta Yuga, and by performing elaborate deity worship with utmost cleanliness and punctuality, all the results that one could achieve by these different practices in different yugas can be achieved simply by chanting Krishna's holy names in this day and age. It is so simple. The scriptures explain chanting of the holy names of Krishna is the easiest, quickest, safest and the surest way to achieve perfection. And this is our only saving grace. And this is the only practice for which Lord Chaitanya appeared to spread. Even before he appeared, he made the mission of his appearance very clear. He appeared at a moment, he stayed in his mother's womb for almost 13 months. And he appeared at a moment when whole of Navadeep was chanting the holy names. So even before he appeared, he made his mission very clear. And even after he appeared as a child, he would cry continuously. And the only way to stop him was to come together, clap our hands, and then chant the holy name. Then he would smile. In fact, when Nimai grew up, he would encourage the ladies to chant the holy names, and when they would chant, he would simply dance. And sometimes he would run out of the house and collect alms, bring fruit, bring sweets, and he would give it to the ladies who were chanting the holy names. So His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj explains in one lecture that if we also follow the Lord's instruction to chant the holy names in this age, then it would make the Lord also smile, and He would also get us the most valuable fruit of Krishna Prema. All we need to do in this day and age is simply follow the Lord's instruction. Lord Chaitanya has descended to give this gift of the holy name, and if we really want to please the person who is giving us a gift, we simply have to accept it and use it. Many times people give us gifts, and they want to see us that we are using it, and that makes them happy. And they might even ask, are you using it? So similarly, Lord Chaitanya has come to give us the most precious gift of the holy names. And if we simply accept it, use it, and distribute it, He will also get us the fruit of love of Godhead. It is so simple. So in chanting and hearing and distributing the holy names, we are not just benefiting ourselves, we are also benefiting so many others. We are creating our own good fortune. We are doing the same for others also. So this may sound very simple. And in Kali Yuga, the mentality is that anything which is very simple may not be very powerful. Because we want to see a price tag with everything, a brand. Sometimes people give secret mantras to their disciples and they tell them not to reveal it to them. But the holy name is an open secret. If it is so sacred, so powerful, why not let everybody know about it and get the benefit? Because ultimately the Supreme Lord is pleased when this wealth of spirituality, Krishna consciousness is shared with others. It is such a wealth which when shared increases. There's a nice story in the life of Srila Ramanujacharya. His guru gave him the mantra, Om Namo Narayanaya, and he told him not to tell this mantra, not to share this mantra with anyone, because if somebody chants this mantra, he will become liberated. So it's not meant to be distributed so cheaply, because everybody will get liberated. And then Ramanujacharya, as soon as he got this mantra, he went to a very high place and he called all the villagers and he said, come here, I have something very special to share with you. All of you, please chant with me, Om Namo Narayana. And he made them chant Om Namo Narayana, Om Namo Narayana. And he was in bliss. And when his guru got to know, he became very angry. And he told Sri Ramanujacharya, what have you done? For this, now you will have to go to hell. So Sri Ramanujacharya said, see, you said this Om Namo Narayana can liberate anyone, the name of the Lord. And since I have chanted this to so many people, they have chanted along with me, so they are all liberated. So for that, even if an insignificant person like me has to go to hell, I don't care. I'm ready to go to hell. So why should it be kept a secret? So it is so simple that it is the Lord's mercy that we can't perform yajna, we can't perform tapasya, we can't do deity worship properly. So He has made it very simple. Simply chant the holy names. And it is the most powerful spiritual activity, although it sounds very simple. Simple things can be powerful because the Lord can empower. He can empower a simple person to carry out His mission. Shaktyavesh avatar. He can empower a blade of grass with the power of Brahmastra. A story in the Ramayana, where Indra's son Jayanta takes the form of a crow and he attacks Mother Sita. She has a scratch on her body. And Lord Ram becomes so furious, he picks up a blade of grass and he empowers it with the power of a Brahmastra. And he's about to release, but of course Mother Sita, being a mother with a soft heart, intervenes and protects Jayanta. So if the Lord can empower a blade of grass like a Brahmastra, why can he not empower his own name with the same powers that he has received, that he has? And the proof is Namna Makari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis. In the Sikshashtakam, Lord Chaitanya mentions that he has invested all his potencies in the holy names. So all the benedictions, imagine if Krishna comes and stands in front of us. What is it that we cannot receive from him? What is impossible to achieve? So all those same benedictions that one can achieve by having personal darshan of Krishna, personal audience with Krishna, can be had simply by chanting the Lord's holy names. And he has made himself so accessible in this form. See, even the deity worship, that's Krishna's form only, but it is inaccessible for many, unless you get second initiation, unless you come to a certain level of, unless we evolve to a certain level in spirituality, and even somebody if is second initiated, he cannot enter the altar right away. One has to take bath. So a lot of rules and regulations. But for chanting the holy names, no rules and regulations are required. In any state, at any given time, one can chant. Even if somebody is the greatest sinner, he can chant and he will become the most elevated person. So chanting of the holy names has so much potency that a person's consciousness can be uplifted within a moment if he takes shelter of the holy names. A person from being the greatest sinner can become the greatest sage. We have the example of Valmiki. He chanted the Lord's names Ulta, Mara Mara, and still he got the benefit. So the name when chanted knowingly, unknowingly, willingly, unwillingly, with whatever consciousness, the name has effect. Just like fire. Fire doesn't discriminate whether a child is putting his hand into the fire or an adult is putting the hand, who knows the power of the fire. Knowingly or unknowingly, whoever puts his hand in the fire will get burned. Similarly, knowingly, unknowingly, if people chant the holy names without even realizing its powers, they will transform. They will experience a transformation and they will become elevated. They will advance in spiritual life. So he has made it very simple. Even one name of the Lord is so powerful, it is mentioned in the scriptures that it can rid us of the amount of sinful reactions that one might never be able to accumulate in thousands and millions of lifetimes. Just one name. Once there was a very sinful person and somehow he came across a devotee. So the devotee caught him and he requested him, please chant, say once at least, Ram. And the sinner, naturally, he was not interested, even though it is so simple. So when the holy name of Krishna is distributed, Krishna or Ram is distributed to the people, and they are unwilling to chant it, even though it is so simple and powerful, it is because they are overburdened by their sins. It is only because of a person's sinful proclivity, sinful reactions that he carries, that he is not able to chant the Lord's holy names. One may be very learned, one may say he is so wealthy but educated, how can we call him sinful? Even Ravan was very wealthy and very big scholar and handsome also. So he had many queens, some were abducted and many had voluntarily joined him, impressed by his valor and his beauty. Hiranyakashipu was very powerful. So a demon doesn't mean that he can't have scholarship. A demon is somebody who defies the existence of God. Life after life, people make those choices and they want to stay away from God. And therefore, they are put in a situation with the kind of consciousness where even if the facility comes, they can't take advantage of that facility. So this sinful man could not chant, but the devotee was a little strong, so he caught hold of his hand. He said, "I will not let you go unless you chant. Say at least once, Ram." Then, "I will not say Ram." He tried to push him away, tried to abuse him. Still, the devotee did not leave him. And finally, begrudgingly, he said, "Ram. Okay, I'll say Ram." And then the devotee let him go, and he said, before he left, "Do not exchange or sell the merit that you have attained by chanting this Ram's name. Do not sell this merit." And this person was extremely sinful. He said, "What is this nonsense? If you give me something valuable, I will definitely try to sell it, na? Business minded. And make profit." And after some time, this sinful person died. And he went in front of Yamaraj. And when his turn came, Yamaraj asked Chitragupta, "So what is the account? What does the account say?" He says, "He has nothing in his account to show that he has done some piety, except that once very unwillingly, on the insistence of a devotee, he said once Ram." So Yamaraj asked him, "So tell me, what do you want to have first? Would you like to enjoy the merit of chanting once Ram's name, even though unwillingly, or would you like to suffer for all the sinful reactions or the sinful activities that you have performed? What is it that you want?" So this person got very scared, said he knew he had done a lot of sinful activities, he had to suffer, and he was seeing also people getting punished in the hellish planets. So he suddenly remembered this. He said, "Okay, tell me." He decided to decided to sell it. "So tell me, what can I get in exchange for the merit that I gained by chanting Ram's name? What is it? How can I exchange it? What can I exchange it with?" And that made Yamaraj think. He said, "Merit obtained by chanting Ram's name even once, it's extremely vast. How vast, I don't know." So this person said, "Then take me to somebody who knows." Because he was in that mentality. "Jahan jada milega, wherever I get the maximum profit, I'll exchange it, sell it." So Yamaraj said, "Let's go to Indra. Maybe Indra knows." So he said, "Okay, take me." But he said, "I won't go like this. You have to take me in a palanquin. Palki me leke chalo." And these people, bechare, they had to do it. So Chitragupta carried and Yamaraj carried the palanquin. And as they entered the heavenly planet, Indra saw Yamaraj and Chitragupta are carrying somebody in a palanquin. He thought he must be some great personality. So he started offering praises. And they asked, "Who this person is? Who is this respected person?" He said, "What can we say? You already praised him. He is an extremely sinful person, but he wants to know what is the merit one gains by chanting Ram's name once." Indra said, "If you combine all the perfections that one can achieve, all the wealth of the creation, and all the merits of sacrifices, austerities, everything, still it will not equal the merit obtained by chanting Lord Ram's name once." He said, "But still it must be, it's much more than that. So what exactly it is, maybe Brahma knows. So let's go to Brahma and ask him." So Indra had to carry the palanquin now along with Yamaraj, because Chitragupta could not enter Brahmaloka. When they reach Brahmaloka, Brahma sees Indra and Yamaraj are carrying a person, somebody on a palanquin. He thought he must be some great personality, so he started offering prayers, and acts of worship were performed. Then he asked them, "Who is he?" They said, "What can we say? You already praised him, offered him respect and praise and prayers. He's a very sinful man, but he wants to understand what is the merit one achieves by chanting Ram's name once, even though unwillingly." Brahma says, "That's a very difficult question. By chanting Ram's name only I have achieved the position of Brahma, but there is much more to it. So only Lord Shiva may be knowing, because he is the greatest Vaishnava, great devotee, Vaishnava Nam Yatha Shambhu. Let's go and ask him. So then they go to Kailash. And Yamaraj and Indra are carrying, and Brahma is escorting them. And the sinful man is sitting on a palanquin. And they go to Shiva. And they ask him the merit. And when they see, when Shiva sees such great personalities carrying, escorting a person, he thinks he must be a great personality. So he comes forward and he embraces that person without even asking. Then he asks them, can you please introduce this respectable man? Who is he? And then they say, what can we say? You already embraced him. He's a very sinful person, but he wants to understand the merit. What is the merit of chanting Ram's name once? And Lord Shiva with his five mouths started glorifying the holy name of Ram, because he regularly chants that name. And he said, but this is all I know, but there is unlimited glory of chanting of Lord Ram's name, even once. So the only person who knows the glory is Lord Vishnu himself. Let's go to him. So the all four of them, Yamaraj and Indra, are carrying that sinful person on a palanquin and escorted by Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, and then they go to Vaikuntha, Kshira Sagar. And they, from the shore, they call out to the Lord, and the Lord asked them, who is this who is calling out for me? They said, this is Brahma and Shiva. We have come with a question. There is this person being carried by Yamaraj and Indra on a palanquin, and we also want to know what is the merit one achieves by chanting Ram's name once. And Lord Vishnu said, without appearing before, he said, first, both of you, Brahma and Shiva, place that person on my lap. This story from the Puranas, a true story. He said, first you place him on my lap, then I will tell you the merit one achieves by chanting Ram's name even once. So Lord Brahma and... No, first, he said, first you put him on your shoulders, Brahma and Shiva, and then place him on my lap. And they did so. And see, he said, this is the merit of chanting Ram's name even once. That a person who chants Ram's name even once, this is the merit that Yamaraj and Indra, the king of heavens, carries him on a palanquin, and the two powerful rulers of the universe, Brahma and Shiva, carry him on their shoulders and they place him on my lap. This is where that person ends up, when even unwillingly, if somebody chants my name, Ram, Krishna, Govinda, Vishnu, whichever names of the Lord, all are equally potent. So this is the merit one achieves by chanting Ram's name even once. And scriptures explain that thousand names of Vishnu are equal to one name of Ram. So we are talking about Lord Ram's name. And three names of Ram is equal to one name of Krishna. So we can imagine how much merit we are accumulating by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra daily. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is the power. So this story goes to show that this chanting of the Lord's names may sound very simple, but it is not so. It is extremely powerful. The Chaturmasa period will begin in some time. And that period, the 4 months, the rainy season, that period is considered very, very powerful, conducive to spiritual advancement. And how is it that this period of Chaturmas has become so potent that any activity performed during this month, spiritual activity, the results get multiplied? So it is explained that during these 4 months, the Lord goes to sleep, Yoga Nidra. And when it is time for him to wake up, so naturally devatas needed his help. So who would wake him up? That was the... Because if you wake up a sleeping person, he may just explode and tear us into pieces. And this is the Supreme Lord that they are dealing with. So they were thinking of the ways and means to wake him up so that when he wakes up, he doesn't get angry. So what did they do? They simply chanted the holy names. And simply by hearing the holy names, the Lord got up with a big smile on his face. And then he blessed them. And then he blessed these 4 months for which he was asleep. He said, I'm so happy. Because he got up so happily hearing the holy names. He said, I bless these 4 months. Whoever will perform any devotional activity, any service to me during these 4 months, he will be unlimitedly blessed by me. Any devotional activity that he performs, the merits will get multiplied by millions and trillions. Unlimited times. So you see, this is the most important activity which we can do. Even if we lack the knowledge of the scriptures, even if we lack the knowledge of the rituals as mentioned in the purport, there are so many rituals mentioned, whether somebody is a grahastha, brahmachari, vanapras, sannyas, and there are so many details. We don't need to get into the details, especially. That's why, although it is the worst of the ages, but it is also the best of the ages, that we don't have to complicate our life. Simply by chanting the holy names, all the rituals are performed. All kinds of devotional acts are present within the chanting of the holy names. There are 9 limbs of bhakti. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Padasevanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atma, Nivedanam. But according to Lord Chaitanya, the most powerful and the most important limb of bhakti is the chanting of the holy names. And all other limbs of bhakti are also present in the holy names. Harer nama, harer nama, harer nama eva kevalam. Kalau nasti eva, nasti eva, nasti eva gatir anyatha. That in this age of Kali, Brihad Naradiya Purana mentions, Lord Chaitanya used to recite this verse. Only the name of Hari, only the name of Hari, only the name of Hari. Eva, certainly, kevalam, only. Kalau in Kali Yuga, nasti eva, nasti eva, nasti eva. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Gatir anyatha, to attain perfection. Anyatha, no other way. So much emphasis on given on the holy names. And when the scriptures speak about something again and again and again, that means it is extremely important. So in this one verse, 8-9 times this emphasis has been given on chanting the holy names. And this is what Srila Prabhupada has given us, because he had complete faith in the holy names. He writes that poem before he reaches New York on board the ship Jaladuta. He mentions that, my dear Lord, I have no qualification. I do not know how I will make these people understand your message. But I have one thing. I have complete faith in your holy name. And that's what made Srila Prabhupada so successful. This is the hallmark quality of the great souls, that they have two qualities in abundance. Their extreme degree of humility and their extreme degree of faith in the holy name. And if somebody has these two qualities, he will be successful in carrying out the mission of the Lord beyond anyone's imagination. And many times Prabhupada was asked, so what is the secret of your success? On a morning walk, this disciple asked. Prabhupada stopped, looked back, smiled, and he pointed. He said, the secret is in the bead bag. Chanting. As Gaurang Prabhu many times quotes this story in Kolkata, one businessman approached Prabhupada. He was seeing in 10 years Prabhupada established a worldwide movement worth crores in those times. 70s crores was like many times crores compared to today. And Prabhupada said, so he asked, Swamiji, aapne kaise kiya? And Prabhupada said, hum gaya, Prabhupada was speaking in Hindi, Hare Krishna kiya aur sab ho gaya. So this didn't make any sense to, he couldn't understand. He said, woh sab theek hai, lekin ye kiya kaise aapne, itne kam samay mein? Because he was thinking of the business point of it, 10 saal mein itna bada business. Spending lakhs every day. And Prabhupada said, hum gaya, Hare Krishna kiya, I did Hare Krishna and everything happened. Still he could not understand. There is nothing within the three worlds that cannot be accomplished simply by sitting at one place and chanting. The example, somebody gave that offering when Ayyandar Prabhu passed away, 2009. Ayyandar Prabhu was such a personality, he had such faith in the holy names. He sat at one place and chanted, and the whole world was affected. Even now, there are so many who got inspired all over the world by his chanting, and people even now come to Vrindavan to participate in his initiative, 24, Prabhupada's initiative, of course, which he carried on, 24 hours kirtan, which is still going on. And even now people take turns, they travel to stay in Vrindavan for 2 months so that they can be a part of this Harinam Sankirtan. Sitting at one place, the devotee mentioned, he impacted the whole world. So this is the power of spiritual activity. This is the power of Krishna's Hari Katha, Hari Kirtan. They're sitting in one place. Even if some people are coming together to do Hari Katha, Hari Kirtan in one place, it's not just those people or that place gets purified. The whole world gets the benefit. And that's why the sages at Naimisharanya, they wanted to do some welfare activity for the entire universe because the age of Kali Yuga was coming. So what did they do? There were 88,000 sages. They did not form groups and parties and they said 10 of you go this way, 10 of you go that way and let's do something. They sat at one place, Naimisharanya, a holy place, and they simply heard the glories of Krishna from Suta Goswami. So this is the most important activity. And Chaitanya Bhagavat mentions that when Lord Chaitanya and the devotees, sorry, before Lord Chaitanya appeared, the devotees, no, after, Lord Chaitanya and the devotees, they would gather at the place of Shivas Thakur and they exclusively performed three activities. They chanted Krishna's names, they discussed Krishna and they worshipped Krishna. And in that purport, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada writes that if the people of our movement stay loyal, committed, dedicated to these three principles, then nobody can stop the expansion of this movement. This movement, he Prabhupada writes, will not spread by expert management. This movement will not spread by building lavish temples. This movement will only spread, Prabhupada writes, if we stay loyal and committed to these three principles. Worship Krishna, chant the holy names of Krishna, and discuss Krishna. Hari Katha, Hari Seva, and Hari Puja. Because only by the pleasure of the Lord things move forward, and He is pleased when He sees people engaged in these three activities. And this is how people will also experience transformation when we engage them in Hari Katha, Hari Seva, and Hari Puja. So we are very, very grateful. And we must be always very thankful to be associated with the movement which Srila Prabhupada started. And Lord Chaitanya appeared in this same sampradaya, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya sampradaya, and he made life simple. Therefore, he is called Mahavadanyaya, only chanting, nothing else. In fact, Gaur Nitaya made it much simpler, chanting, dancing and feasting. You like to dance in kirtan, chant, you like to sing, and then eat prasad also. So even if somebody doesn't do anything, simply eats prasad, a spiritualized food, Prabhupada said, he will also go back to Godhead. We will eat our way back to Godhead, Prabhupada said. So it has become very simple in Kali Yuga. So therefore, the worst age Kali Yuga, but at the same time, the best also. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Thank you.
anyone who wants to glorify holy name, you should ask your friends to refer karna. Everything.